It's time again to find out what Ed has said.
It started raining today. After a long, long time where we just stayed dry. I, for one, love the rain. That's not really something that's unique, I don't think. A lot of people will tell you the same thing. They love the rain. Mostly because we rarely get to get any rain whatsoever. Just like some people say that they love snow. But the truth is, the rain and the snow are some of the most inconvenient things that can happen to a human today. The roads are slippier. Slippier is not a word. Okay, the roads are more slippery. You get drenched in water. You get sick. All in all, it's just not good for us. Yet, we as human beings have some sort of infatuation with things that aren't good for us. Whether it be substances like tobacco, alcohol, coffee, even. I myself am guilty of drinking way too much coffee. I don't need it. I don't really want it, per se. It's just the taste that I'm after. I'm not really in it for the caffeine, you know? Because nothing really wakes you up more than a cold splash in the face at 6 a.m. Honestly, you can't really replace that with coffee. Hell, I would probably be about 6 feet now if I hadn't started drinking coffee when I was 13. Honestly, what was I thinking? But I'm getting sidetracked. It started raining today. I love the rain. I love it a lot. In fact, in the future, I've been thinking about moving to Seattle in the future. For a little while, you can't have too much of a good thing because then you start getting sick of it. Like a song that starts playing on the radio, and it's a good song. It's a really good song. But it's not. They start overplaying it, you know? And then you get sick of it. Back in 2013, when Happy came out by Pharrell Williams, I loved the song when it came out. I got stuck in my head. It was catchy. Then they started playing it over and over and over again, and suddenly I just hated it with all my guts. I hated it. It's the same thing, I think. I'll move to Seattle, and I'll be head over heels over the rain, pitter-pattering on my window. After a year or two, I'll start feeling homesick, yearn for the days where I could go outside and not worry about getting sick or slipping on something. It's just the way it is. Plus, Seattle's really expensive. How is an artist, an illustrator, ever gonna make enough money to live there? I wonder if it's possible. I'd have to sell my soul to some corporation just to make enough money to support myself. And to be honest, I'm not really super against it either. I'm the type that'll make something, give birth to something, and then after a while just kind of throw it away. So I think it works perfectly. It's like a symbiotic relationship. TV networks or newspapers can be my garbage can and, you know, it could work out. Yeah. Rain. People say that, you know, rainy days bring bad luck. It's sort of a superstition that rainy days are unlucky. That people are in very crabby moods. And to an extent, I guess that's true. I mean, this morning I spilled coffee all over my lap on a rush to get to school on time. And I had to go change, and I got to school at 7:30, which is the very minute that class starts. Luckily for me, my teacher was also late, so no harm done to anybody at all. Very lucky for me. I hope my brother made it to school on time, too. I don't know. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. I mean, it's guitar class. It's not like it really matters that much in the long run. Nobody really takes it seriously in there, you know? Such a shame, you know? Learning to play guitar is such a gratifying thing. And people just don't take it seriously. My cat is crying from the other side of the bedroom door because it wants attention. What else? It wants to be pet and it wants attention. But he's not allowed in my bedroom because my mom gets on my case about the cat getting its hair everywhere. And it happens, yeah. Its hair does get everywhere. Sometimes you might see me in person with a bunch of cat hair on my clothes because I didn't have time to pass a lint roller over my clothing. It started raining today. During lunch, and I was really hoping that it wasn't going to rain today during lunch. Because I love the rain, but as much as I love the rain, I really don't like to get wet, especially when it's like 50 degrees out. I just don't like it. I love the rain, but I like the rain from the comfort of my warm living room, bedroom, whatever. I love the rain, but from indoors. Maybe you understand that. I don't know. Rain. Rainy days. I wish we had more of them. Honestly. They're like a unicorn to us Southern Californians. Last week was hot as hell. I don't understand what's going on up there, but... well, I don't know. Who is to blame for all of this? This weather nonsense? Is it really the boomers that we should be blaming? I mean, millennials are driving cars too. Boomers are a different subject. I'll probably talk about them later in some other episode. Because they're not all the best people. I don't know. I mean, Paul McCartney and John Lennon were boomers. Are boomers. And I love them. They're awesome. And I hope that I get to see them in person before they eventually fade away. Because as George Harrison said a long, long time ago, all things must pass. All things must pass. Summer will eventually end. Fall will eventually end. Winter will end. Spring will end. And so on. All things must pass. Must pass. All things must pass. High school is ending. We're at our final chapter. I hate to talk about it, I really do, but it's just, it's always on my mind, you know, I think about it a lot. High school is ending. When I was younger, I used to picture myself in this situation. I used to imagine what kind of person I would be like 10 years from then. Which would be me right now. I used to romanticize growing up, you know. And so did a lot of kids too, because as a kid, you see the process of aging as a way to be able to do stuff, you know. You get to see R-rated movies on your own, you get to vote, you get to do some unwholesome things. Stuff that kids want, you know. And I think it's a shame. I do. I think it's a shame, honestly. My childhood years weren't ideal. They weren't wonderful years. In fact, they were very hard years. I mean, 2008 was, you know, we had a major recession. I remember days of eating bean tacos day after day, back to back, you know, because we didn't have enough money to go to the store and buy enough food. And I also had a lot of family problems too, a lot of family issues. Stuff that I don't really feel comfortable talking about nowadays. It'll probably be a long, long time before I finally start to open up about it to people that I know. But all you have to know is that my childhood wasn't really that awesome. But I miss it. I miss being a child. I miss how curious I was. How whimsical everything seemed to be. How naive I was. I miss being naive. I miss being gullible and dumb and stupid and imaginative, full of wonder. Maybe I'm looking back at it through rose-tinted glasses, but I've got to admit, there's something that's been missing ever since I turned 13. Not to be angsty or anything, I'm still an idiot, I'm still stupid. Not to the extent that I was 10 years ago, obviously, but, you know, I'm still a little stupid. I don't think I'll ever stop being stupid, but I definitely was less stupid back then. I don't know. Maybe you relate, maybe you don't. I don't know. Fact is, I'm just talking because I like the sound of my own voice. And it's a beautiful sound, isn't it? I mean, there's a reason you're listening. I can't be that interesting. Don't worry. You don't have to be shy. We'll keep it between us. Anyways, it rained today. One of my earliest childhood memories I can possibly remember, it was a rainy day. There's a park that I used to live nearby to. It's called the Marina. I'm pretty sure you've heard of it. I mean, you're a local too, I think. I mean, what are the chances that you're halfway across the country? I mean, unless you're Chris. If you are Chris, hey, what's up? We should probably catch up or something. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyway, this park, it's connected to the docks. And I can vividly remember being a toddler. I had this really nice fleece yellow coat, and it was a rainy day. It was sprinkling, super overcast, and I could smell the salt in the air. And I was having a good time, like Freddie Mercury in that song. It was wonderful, really. And now every single time I get that smell of salt in the air, it makes me feel happy. And I don't know why. It just livens my mood up a little bit, you know? 10%. I love it. The truth is, the main reason that I started this podcast was because I've got a lot of things that I wish I could talk about with you guys, but I never really seem to find the exact moment to do so, because I don't know. When I'm amongst friends, I'm a bit stupid. I say a lot of obscenities and vulgar things and stuff that nobody in their right mind should probably be saying. I don't think that's really me. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm just being stupid. But I never have those moments where we just kind of, everything's kind of quiet and still, and I just talk about something. And that's why I started this podcast, to have these kind of moments, you know? Artificially, of course, never naturally, but these moments nonetheless. It's close enough to what I wish I had. I enjoy talking to you guys, you know, getting some stuff off of my shoulders, you know. It's healing, I guess. These days I've been getting down more than usually. Isn't that kind of ironic? The sort of funny guy is also the guy who ends up feeling a little bit sad at the end of the day. What a stereotype, honestly. I draw because it distracts me. That's the main reason I ever started drawing, you know? Like I said before, my childhood was a little rocky. I didn't have a lot of toys, and I didn't have cable television or anything. Only thing I had was paper and pencils and crayons and stuff like that, and that's how I would entertain myself. By doing that. And I just kept doing it. Day after day. Month after month, year after year, and here I am. And I'm thinking of going to art school, and I'm thinking of becoming an illustrator, and I think I'm really onto something. It's funny how these things happen, isn't it? Anyways, I've rambled on too much, you know. I think you've had enough of me talking for one day. So, this is the part where I say goodbye to you. But it's never really goodbye, if I'm being honest. I still get to see you tomorrow. So maybe, if I'm lucky. Anyways, here I go again, talking and talking, when I should be saying goodbye. It's so hard to say goodbye, honestly. Anyway, I hope I get to talk to you later, but I really have to go. So, take care, and good luck with everything you want to do. This has been What Ed Has Said. I'm your host, as always, wishing you a wonderful, wonderful night. Goodbye. And take care.